אבל במה תהיה התשובה מאודם? דף שיעים דלת מן. פרק שלישי שער התשובה, שיעים דלת מן, דף. אבל במה תהיה התשובה מאודם? With what will be the tshuva from the person Omer Bezeh will explain ki titoch eloi tshuva could only become possible achar akdomis idios ha-reshiva dvori after he will acknowledge seven things. You see, without deya, without seichel, there's no tshuva. An emotional tshuva is not tshuva. This is one of the things which is when we daven in the morning Shemen Esra, actually our first request and after it comes immediately tshuva. Before you open up the mouth asking anything, you have to be voiti. In order to voiti, you have to do tshuva. So first you do tshuva, then ask seichel. Answer is without seichel, you can do tshuva. And that's what the Chodesh Ruvah says very clearly. He says, "V'aymer ki titochel loy." Tshuva becomes only possible. Ki titochel is impossible. Tshuva could only become possible when achar hakdomas yidiyosu b'shivet dvorim. Actually, when he will first become aware and understand seven things, he has to be fully aware and understood before he could possibly do tshuva. So therefore, b'nitzeichel. Now, what are the seven things? What is the first thing? Sheyeda gnus maseyu. He should be aware and he should know the shame and embarrassment of his doing, your dear brewer, should be very clear with it. Kim lo yizvor el hazeh, if he will not know and understand what's wrong, what he did, he is mistapek, and he will have sekes, he will have doubts, or shegit, bilti meiz, all these things, nishan gefer lacha. Lo yititoche, ha-charot ha-mimenu olam, he could not possibly do full regretting it, v'kosh yitam achilat, but he can't ask full forgiveness, k'mon shekos ha-raposu says, ki pishoya ani ed, David HaMelech said, I know my sin, chatos yinek disomit, and I know my chet. It means I'm fully aware of the wrongness of my doing. And this is a necessary awareness needed before doing tshuva, because tshuva means asking mechila. And you can't ask mechila something which you're not fully aware of the blemish. But Shani, in the second thing which he has to know, Sheyeda Yishuno Bechiyuv Royav Maaseyu Veginusay. He has to know Bechiyuv Royav Maaseyu, that he is responsible for the bad thing. See, sometimes you know I did it, but that's so big deal, I did it, so it's not such a terrible thing which I did. So the first knowledge, you have to know what has been done is a terrible thing. Number two, you have to know you're responsible for it. You must say that I did it. You can't say, listen, the thing is like a terrible, A killed B is a terrible thing, but I'm not for what he wanted. It had to happen. You have to know the Chiv must say Gnusoy. Kim lo yizbor etzloy. If he would not be convinced by himself, Kim maseyu ra, that his deed is bad, he must follow in a terrible, whatever the outcome is not good, it's him, but it's what if he couldn't forget, but he covers in a chill manner, and he can't receive all the conditions which Shuba is needed. The Dina boy, and he will consider himself like a Dina Shagan, was lost to Chobah. He will look like, no, I didn't do it intentionally, I can't help it, I'm a slow side of Chobah. He will have a wide range of excuses. Kumashan of Postis gets, Shkies Miyovin, Mr. Snakane, who can understand mistakes, and I could cleanse myself from hidden faults, it's not me. So the second thing that you have to know, you did it, you're responsible. Ashrishi, the third knowledge you have to be aware of, Shiyere Esna V'chiyiv HaGmul Al Maseyiv. V'chiyiv HaGmul Al Maseyiv. He has to know that he is the cause and effect concept. That this deed which he had done has an effect, and he can separate them. Many people say, okay, I did bad, big deal, so what? Hashem will forgive. There's no such a thing. If you... it's a cause. Somebody takes a diamond and throws it into the sea. He knows that he lost the diamond. The same thing when we did an aveda by not doing a mitzvah sefer. We threw away a diamond, and you have to be aware of the consequences. You lost the diamond, or you threw in a stone in the bedroom of your child that you know it must hit your child. Say, no, I did something. It's gonna hurt. You did an aveda. It's called Sheyeda. He has to know the fear of Hagmul, of the actual response of his doing will come. I must say which he had done. His deeds cannot go unanswered. It will bring the consequences. Kim lo yeda zeh, if he will not know that his deed is bringing to such consequences, einat zeirech mevi al charot alav. It is then then he's not necessary to bring him to regretment. He's not afraid of his chet. Because he's bored at it. If he will be convinced clearly, ki hu on the sholah, that he's getting punished on him, then he's chore, then he could really get achat kech levakish mechil, could really ask him to you, kmo shekos on the posas, ki achar shuvi nechamti. Or after my tshuva, I could only recomfort myself, because without tshuva, I'm afraid. So when someone talks to chobe sorry, my flesh stood up from the great fear, mishpetecha reise, because I'm fearing your judgment. The person has to be in a continuous, constant fear that my own deeds shouldn't revenge for me. It's like a person stands in front of enemies who is looking out to hurt him. And you have to know that your deeds are your enemies, which is out to hurt you, and there's no way that you're going to escape that. You're going to get hurt by your deeds. Now, when a person is aware of it, is afraid of it, that is one of the smell of the condition which must bring you to regret and to tshuva, because you're really afraid of your deeds. However, if you're not convinced of it, you don't know it. Okay, then you're missing an element of tshuva, because obviously, seemingly it's hard to do tshuva. With our mindset, it's very hard to do tshuva. We need all these seven elements. It's just like you want to do tshuva, in order to accomplish tshuva, you have to have all the help. You have to be aware that the deed is a bad deed. You have to be aware that you're responsible. You have to be aware that it's going to revenge on you. All of these things, and only with the seven ideas, with the seven awareness, may actually make it possible that you're going to be becoming anything about tshuva.
Is that why somebody who had Yira from his pater from Nuchama, what part of him that he had Yira, that he hadn't done tshuva, and then these are really his enemies, or is it that the fear which is going to paralyze him in war? Is it like a spiritual thing or a psychological thing?
Okay, the deeper thing of that is if you're a rachaleva or a dosa psula, you're not allowed to, somebody is afraid, and this, you're not allowed to go to Muhammad. Shalayin is lev echav. The positive simple pshat is that you shouldn't weaken the spirit of the others, because he's going to afraid. But the one of the deeper pshat to me is, I'm going to give you this pshat in Tzoyer HaMoyer, beautiful, it's a Rishon, I'm a Frashi. I remember well. He says, obviously, going out to Mechomel, they only went up Tzadikim Gemurim. Even if it was Sovman, Tzim Shel Asher, Tzim Shel Yad, it didn't go out to Mechomel. They had the slightest little blemish, it didn't let them out to Mechomel. So only Tzadikim went out to Mechomel. And a Tzadik, a Jew, should not be deprived of the possibility of dying peacefully. Yid has to be in a position. And Shavia Mecholif himself, a person has to do tshuva every day before he dies. He has to be ready to die. A Jew has to be, we call ACA Begodechol of Enim Sishlam. All times should be your clothing white. You should be always ready to die. Having a tachrichim, okay? A person has to be ready every moment to die. And that's a proper Jew. And you're not supposed to bring a Jew in a matzah that he can't die peacefully. So he says, the Gabbat of Shad, maybe the person who just married, the person who just built a house, and not a kerem, and he shouldn't go after Muhammad. Why? Because maybe we're going to go after Muhammad, and the other person will take the house, will machan of the house. Man, obviously, it's ridiculous. That's the Torah. The Torah is the other person, the fact that he's going to die. Now you understand, other person will die. If that's the sibi, shouldn't go out to Muhammad. And it's really, when Yom Yerushalma is going to go out to Muhammad, and he's going to come to a matzav of dying, and by the time when he's dying, he's going to think, oi, the other person will take my house. And he took away his possibility of dying properly.
You want to
chuba? The person's tachlis to die with the peace, with the children, with the thinking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if he had any other thing, there's no to fear, says the Chavis Sabo. There's no to love, there's no to fear in this world. When your heart is occupied with one thing, it can't be occupied with the other thing, can't have things. A person has to have a continuous love Hashem, continuous love to Hashem, continuous love, fear to Hashem. And if you have any other fear, you know, you're missing in Yiras Hashem. If you have any other Ahava, you're missing in Ahava Hashem. And a person has to be in a continuous thing, some of the sorry, which for Techo Yeres, a person has to be always afraid of your sins. You're always afraid of your sins. You always have somebody with the gun over you. Somebody who is the gun, that's your Aveira. Who is going to, your wickedness, your badness, they're gonna torture you. And as long as a person is not convinced to liquidate his Aveiras, his enemies are standing on him. And that's it. Asher Adam Afachat Tomei, says the Gemara, the Mevarais, Avenois Hashem Yodot. A person has to be in continuous fear from his Aveiras. So then he's aware of it, he knows that his Aveiras is real, it's in a cause and effect. Like, he must hurt you. If you don't liquidate him fast, if he's not aware of it, doesn't bring you to proper tshuva. But if he, I mean, so easy to do tshuva. Look what he says. You have to be aware of these seven things. Aware means really, you have to be alert to it. You have to really feel it. You have to know it. But if he's, and the fourth thing is, you have to know shomer olav. That is aware, is preserved for you. When you have a sefer avonoisot, it's written, not one little thing is getting lost. And nothing will make it forget. And nothing gonna make it erase. It's all signed up. It's all signed up in my chambers. I mean, everything is collected. It's a collection of all my deeds and all my bad. And this is not only on a deed of a chet. Every bad machshava. There's not one incident recorded. Everything is recorded. You know, today it's simple. You see, computerized. Everything is computerized. Today, which you couldn't even believe. Something which you're not even aware that you have. But when you see it's black and white, yes, I remember. Ah, this and this. When it says Yad Kol Adam Yachtem, the Daf Kol Anshim Asay, the person. Yad Kol, and every person signs in his own hand to know Kol Anshim Asay. Kim Yachshav, because he's going to think you Mifka Venenu Shomer. If you think that his deed is Hefka and it's not being recorded for you, why is Chorat? It's not going to regret. Well, Iraq is a Mechila, boy. It's not asking such a Mechila. It's a big deal. So there's a lot of floating things, you know. With the Icher Anshola, because the Irish is not coming immediately. We definitely inclined to forget about our things because Hashem is not. Kodshvok is the Erech Hapai. It's not immediately hitting over your head. You see, if Hashem would have hit us immediately for everything, you couldn't forget it because Hashem is Erech Hapai. So, Kodshvok Hashem puts us Hashem in Asa. Because the decree of bad things is not being done fast, because Bok is not responding fast on bad things. Okay, more or less than Adam Behem last as well. Therefore, the heart of a person is full to do further wickedness. So you have to be aware of it. No, nothing gets forgotten. Everything ought to be punished. Everything is recorded.
Is there a
counts
in
Chibu Mira
or Chibu Mahaba?
No, he's still big Chibu Mira. Meanwhile, the collective. See, Chibu Mahaba is you can't stop the Chibu Mahaba only. First, you need the Chibu Mira, the necessity of Chibu Mira. Chibu Mahaba is already a high madrigal. It's already. But we are asking Slachon in Kichoton or Hol Kirshon, it's all Chibu Mira. You can't bypass. You have to. Obviously, I mean, I just want to protect you that keep all the standards. Today's Chibu is all Chibu Mahaba. Yeah? The answer to that is the motivation, the original motivation of tshuva is Ahava. I take a Tinek Shunish, but he doesn't have one of these seven things. He doesn't believe in anything. So what makes him Bechal to look into the thing? That's Ahava. His fire of the Yiddishkeit is being candled up, all of a sudden it flames up. So he's a tshuka. But after that, it becomes about tshuva. And now he's read about tshuva, and now starting on a daily basis dealing with his life. He has to confront the tshuva mira. He has to develop here. Therefore, you could see that many tshuva mehavanikas, which only made the tshuva mehavanikas, you know, the certain things are done there at all. I'm not there yet. And, you know, they're doing all the things which are exciting, learning all the things which are exciting. You know. And they're contradictive. They do many things because tshuva mehavan alone does not make him 100%, unless after the tshuva mehavan brought him in, and then it sits him down to learn, and then he values and analyzes nishka chokhmas. And then that makes him aware. And he has the seven awareness. It becomes about you 100% of you of every little thing. because we can't afford to be lenient even for the smallest milchut of Sarah Digavera, if you know all the seven things. So then we don't have the children here. And after we're becoming tzaddikim, now you're becoming a tzaddik. The Tshuva Mahavanik, who does Tshuva on this and this and this, but other things he doesn't care, say, I know I'm going to get along, you know, be in love with each other, okay? He's not a tzaddik. Because a person, as long as one avera b'yodai, he's not regretting, he's not doing Tshuva, he's a Rosha. It could be about Tshuva Mahavan, be a Rosha Gomur. A Rosha Gomur. He has a certain love affair with Hashem, good, which is bringing him to further, to become further, a complete Baal Tshuva. This is one of the hazards which we have in today's Tshuva movement. That those machzira b'tshuva, those who are on top of the b'tshuva, if it's not a yorei Hashem, he is a danger that his talmidim, all that he's involved, all their life, they never come to matzav of a tzaddik, because he's always exciting. It's a guitar b'tshuva, okay? It's all, I mean, mekadoy meloy. And that's like a guitar, always flamed up, you know. The tshuva, yet you could use this method. You could use a method to bring the person to the point that you should become 100% Baal Tshuva. But after that, you have to become a Yoreh Shemayim, B'tach V'Sayireh, with all the seven conditions. That's the first thing. Then you become a Tzaddik. Now that you become a Tzaddik, now you become a Oved Hashem, then you gain Tshuva Mehava Amiti. That's the Tshuva. After a Tzaddik, you could become a Tshuva Mehava. So this is what I always say today's time. Every Baal Tshuva is a Tshuva Mehava, and it means he originates with the Hava. Then he has to extend it to Yiruv. There's no Yiruv Hashem, it must be. It's a mitzvah sefer deraisa, Hashem erekechotira. And you can't do it. However, once our whole being existed on the merit of a Yiruv, today the whole existence is merit on the existence of a Hava. The whole, with Yiruv alone, you can't keep Yirishkat. The foundation must be a Hava. If on a Hava you come to Yiruv, and then you come to the Vila Hava. This is called Lahava Yira Shemecho. The Inspal Lahava, come to Yira. And then there is a Hava, which is the Yira, is just the Hava law, is that's the real Madrega for Hava. You shouldn't lose the Yira, that's the real Hava.
So it's going to combine the same type of thing?
Same thing. Small Zoyche, the Nime Karvas. It has to be the same thing. It has to be an underlying Hava. If you're going to honor the higher, you're going to let the child do anything, it jumps on your head, tells you anything, you're not supposed to hurt the child. No. Yes, the child must have an underlying overall heart of protection. The child has to be aware that he's loved, but then be strict. Don't be lenient with your child just because there's love. The love could be expressed in a strict way. There must be an underlying Ahava at an approach, but to be strict. But the strict has to be all dipped in Ahava. In a way that used to be once we all went with Yira, with discipline and everything, and then in the end, you have to prove that there is Ahava too. That used to be once, but that the time does not tolerate anymore. People can't take it anymore. The strict is too much competing with it, and the nerves is too weak. They have these two opposite worlds, confrontation continuously. You have to know what hurts in today's generation, our children, ourselves, Yiddishkeit, is what is really hurting. Imagine two cars rolling 5 miles per hour and coming head up. Since you fell, the bumper is protecting it. 10 miles per hour, it makes already a dent in the front end. 20 miles per hour, already 30 miles, you're getting hurt. And 80 miles per hour, you're getting crushed. Okay. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, the two worlds, the third world and the second world, both moved in a slow motion, 5 miles per hour, 10 miles per hour. And then you could play with it. Today it's going with 100 miles per hour. And it's a confrontation. The head on is fatal on a daily basis. You have a world, and it's unfortunately, we don't see from both ends 100 miles per hour. The third aim is not proceeding 100 miles per hour. Also, I say yes, there's a tremendous. But the second world definitely is coming in 1,000 miles per hour, coming in with a video, everything is available, boom, head on, the world is open, the youth is so exposed to the world, and tolerates you and takes such a yitzer hara, has 1,000 miles per hour, it's a jet, I tell you, Yiddishkeit is also a jet, the potential of Yiddishkeit is energy, that's the Tshuva movement, it's the potential of the Ruchnias, that's the Mashiach's potential, is just as Zelumazer. That's the type of people don't see it, but the Maya said it's here, and we see it. The one who wants to see it sees it. Now, when you live in a time but he had such a contradictive impact. A man is always, we've been crushed. Therefore, the Yira method, which it used to be 100 years ago, can't stand, can't hold on. The only buffer which could protect this contradiction, this 1,000 miles per hour confrontation, only Ahava. Only Ahava. Mm-hmm. Only basic underlying Ahava has this cushion to push off this impact. That's the only now. So we use this the first approach of Ahava as a cushion to push off this impact. Now after that, you have to go back to the basic Yiras Hashem to go through all the seven conditions to become the Yibak Shuvah Amitis. Now people don't understand it. People are superficial. And they cultivated a Yiddishkeit based on Ahava only. I noticed it very much. And you know, today you have communities like in Israel communities, and you have the modern Orthodox communities. Is there anything wrong with the feeling anyway guilty? They learn the Fayomi, the Sonais, give tzedakah, they go to dinners, and they have all other things missing, not covered here with all kind of priests, all kind of other things. It's got a tchila, it's good, it's a Yiddishkeit, it's a gvaldik. The Yira element is not there. It's not there. It's a Heitz Gewaldig do such a beautiful thing they never used to do before. It's the Hava element. Now, should it be ignored, this whole thing? No, because we see many good children coming out from this family later on. The children come from Torah. So, actually, that's, you see, the pattern of today's time that is a awareness of a Hava, and then from a Hava has to develop to a Jew to become a full Yira, and then comes the real Hava. The nice thing is, then you see it by one person happening. So that person is not losing out. But you see, this thing, the method is extended in 2-3 generations. It's a shame for this generation. You see, a whole generation is a Havanikus, you know, they have to go into Kippah Surgah, they go there. And they're nice Jews, they're good Jews. But it's extended. The second stage, which has to come at the year of Benito, you see only by the children. But it's a shame for them. They're losing out. Why should you see? The children get the benefit through. So obviously, Hashem throws down this pattern. But it's the bechira to the mensch to make full use of it, positive use of it. If the person is not full of it, and he's being misguided, and that's a terrible thing. It's not by the balbatim. The balbatim, they don't know anything. They make a shenish, but even the full balbatim, the rabbonim, the leadership, the chinuch system is terrible. They don't understand what's going on here, and they get so carried away with the accomplishment, the excited accomplishment. They say rightly, because look back 20, 30 years ago, all these things had not existed. Day schools are opening up and filling up, and there's not room, and there's a certain positive excitement about the accomplishment, but they omit to see the basic requirement, that this is nothing more than to bring you into that. But you have to become the full Baal Teshuva Fira, and this is totally missing. What Hashem is benefiting from this thing, that the second generation, there's a certain percentage of children coming out of the Yubanei Torah, which they do have a full accomplishment. But how about the Dor himself? We have to speak to every individual. You have to be a Sholem. So I could see the phenomena as a positive phenomena in general. Positive is coming out eventually. But the individual is challenged always. You shouldn't be just the preparation. You should be you have to be a Kamamensh too. The Iker is, what is Iker? It's missing the knowledge. Knowledge is missing. People don't understand nothing. And when I say people don't understand, it means in the leadership. That's the people. Who's never? People are vegetables. That's exactly what is the generation today. And that's what the Chazal said. That's what's going to be. It's going to be no leadership. Bisvad means a gathering place of Torah. It's going to be filled up of Zunus and Minas, of Apikorsis. Now, it doesn't mean openly. It doesn't mean that the Chas V'Shalom. It means that there's going to be no thing. So, if a person doesn't acquire his own knowledge, his own leadership, doesn't come, he's misled. It's a total misleading generation. Total misleading. The chinuch system, in the rabbinical system, absolutely nothing. Nothing. You come by those people, those who are involved in social work with all kind of deep problems of runaway children with divorce. With chinuch problems, with everything, and all of a sudden you see they went to this one, to that one, that one. They do not start to understand what's going on, and there's absolutely no clue. You see, it's a whole generation without leadership. They are not aware of the simple basic things. Now, when I'm talking, what we lack is not talking about the public. What we lack in the top leadership. Now, there may be yechidim, they do know, but you don't see them. They're not visible. I don't know how they influence the generation. So I'm not trying to say there's no awareness at all, but the public is definitely not connected. And the public, So there's no etzer that everyone has to become his own rebbe, has to become his own rov, has to learn. Without learning, we lost. We're doomed to failure, to lose. We can't guide our own families. We have to learn. This is limited to learn by every person. Lack of hashkofa. Rachamishi, the fifth thing which you have to know, Shieda be'emes, he has to know truly katshuva, that only true is oifan refuas matvei, the possible healing of his hurt. But derech alarucha, that's the only way to get cured, meroya masef, his badness, gnus mefola, in the embarrassment of his act. But Shabbat, only through your tshuva, your saken to usa, could be cured his mistake, the yoshiv avedosai, and could bring back what he had lost. If he will not be fully aware what Shuva is accomplishing, he's Oyesh. He will give up Mikapuris Abayis Borach Merachmon. That Shuva will forgive on him. Sometimes people are locked into the chair and says, I'm too far gone. I forget about it. I'm Amish Lost. I'm Yush. Because he can't believe that Shuva could really cure and correct. So if you have that full confidence that Shuva could accomplish, that in himself makes you. Never ask him forgiveness. He said that my sins is on us. With our avoidance, with our sins, we're getting dissolved. How could we live? It's a yish. Because Baruch responds on that. And we told Hashem that we are on the influence of our chet, and this is we are destroyed. We will destroy. Forget about us. Hashem answered, "Chai oni mim Hashem." So shall I live, says Hashem. Elokim, says we get him. Echad is my soul. If I want the Rosh should die, Kim Shuv Rosh Medar Kim Chol. All I want the Rosh should return. Ebe Choyo. Choyo means not one is going to stay alive. The Choyo is going to become alive. The Chet Gufa becomes the motive of his life. Not one. See, a person could be alive, could be destined to death, and then his death sentence could be erased. There's never Choyo. There's a new Chias about Shuv that gets from his Etzem Averus becomes the seed of chiyus, chay olam, not abesachenu. A person gets fresh life, a new, and we know the fresh life about chiyus, fresh life is more even than the actual chiyus mitzvah life. This is the choya. And this has to be fully aware. Ashishi, the sixth thing, has to be aware of shiach shavim and afshay. He should always search with his nefesh with mashakodam rabbi, the olam in atayves, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu advanced in goodness, mashakodam rabbi. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu advanced him, his approach to him, when he rebelled against Hashem. A person should also look what he had done with when he did Averes, how kofutai he was to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was so good to him, and he took that goodness, and this goodness it turned into badness. Sheishkal Anshavei should weigh the response of Averes, the punishment of Averes, im arevusai barevis gmura tzedoka, and the sweetness with everything, which is both in tzar avoyim as avoyim above, which pain is going to be caused. Unless you should be shaykh, what you going to get, the benefit of avere against the punishment of avere. Figure out how much you lose out when you do a mitzvah. What you lose by doing a mitzvah, and what you win by doing a mitzvah. So you're going to a minyan to daven, you're going to have to close your store, you're losing the opportunity to make money. So how much is a hefsed mitzvah? How much you lose because of doing the mitzvah? Neged chora, how much you gain by doing the mitzvah? This cheshbon is always a person has to be aware of. If it's schar aveira, and you have to also know what you benefit by doing an aveira. Say, suppose you could do a not honest deal, you could benefit at $1,000. Say, with this aveira going to bring $1,000. Can I get a aveira? How much you're losing by doing this aveira? And if you're not aware of this cheshbon, you can't do the real tshuva. In the seventh thing, which you have to be always aware, Chayzek Sibloi. Lemona min Rash Yirguba. You have to have the strength of tolerance.
You know that?
We're talking, this is all children in the era. Yeah, and as I said before, you can't get to children now. Don't jump the gun. There's no children I have in detail. Unless you develop the full Shiva Meira first. I remember we spoke a lot in Shana days. The whole Shiva, if you keep it, is Shiva Meira. And all of that is a preparation of Shiva Mahab of Sukkot. Only that you become a Shiva. Sukkot, you dance, Sukkot, it's a Shiva, blah, blah, blah. We're already making Sukkot, it's a Shiva today without the Shana Kippur. That's the Shiva movement of today. We're all dancing, guitaring. the sukkah thing away without the proper Shoshana Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Now, again, as I said, generation wise, yes, we already, we had behind us the Tshuva Mira, our ancestors, they were the great Tshuva Mira Nikas. They really, they never had a moment of fun. They never had, they couldn't afford a moment of fun. Our grandfathers, they were shivering from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we come, and we are the second stage. But you take every generation for himself, he's missing out. You must have, you have to feel in this.
You can't tell about the Pesach, though. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We did two, but Hashem like pulled us out.
That was a Ahava.
That was a Ahava, and you start the year with Pesach, really.
And then comes Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then comes Sukkot. That's a fresh and a golem, yeah? Still to the Ahava. And then you start counting 7 days. Then after the Torah was done with Yira, was given with great Yira, and then this goes into the development of the full accomplishment of Yira of the Shani and Kippur, and then comes the Tshuva Mehava, which is the Geula. That's the Geula Achrayna. Okay. So
where does the Tshuva Mehava come from? If it's
Sirusa de la Eila. That the Tshuva Mehava comes from Sirusa de la Eila. It's not yours. No.
Like Kriyas Yom Tov, you're able to see already the end goal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But to live like you're there already is a
really absolutely, good. Absolutely. So the whole Tshuva Me'ahava of today's time is Me'en Yisrus Eder El of the Tshuva Me'ahava of the Tshuva Mitzrayim. Ki Me'i Tzeis Chol Eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Mitzvot. Before Mashiach will come, we have the same pattern. Ki Me'i Tzeis Chol Erenu. The same thing will be re-shown in Flo's wonders. Just like that we woke up, we're waking up now. But the chiluk is that time you have to go into the future history to develop it. Today, every person has to become the full maid. You have to pray for Mashiach. You have to make it up before Mashiach comes. You have to use this motif. This is oiru smilamayla of tshuva mehava and develop it in tshuva meyira and then gain the real tshuva mehava of your own. That's the third stage of tshuva. It's tshuva mehava. Then comes yira, which is yira voider, and then comes the real ahava. And you can develop the tshuva meyira until you gain the seven awareness. Be fully aware of it. I don't know if anyone would listen to me, if I would have power to impose on Klavis or something, I would make it like a series of dibbers that they have to learn Hashkofa. Just like you have to learn, this is the not Musa, Hashkofa, understanding. Torah, it's a sugya. Where is the sugya? We learn sugya from Tatfa Koen, from Yishmidas, we learn all kinds of sugya sashas, we need Rambam, from Tzelsen, and Sivas, and fine. This is the title for Sosalantar, so some of them kill Cheshavas. It's a beautiful title. Why don't they kill Cheshavas? But Shabbos is only one day in 7 days. Cheshav Mishpat is in every day for 24 hours, including Shabbos. How to behave with your wife, with your children is a Cheshav Mishpat, but not a Machavera. It is thousand little details. You're not learning Cheshav Mishpat, you're not so shivering for that. This is something which you need this moment. You need this moment, you're learning how to protect yourself next week, Shabbos. How about protecting yourself right now? That you don't learn. You learn all kinds of sugars. Not chasuf, you should learn. Of course you have to learn. So this is Torah. Without Torah, this is our life. Kem chayenu. But there's a sugya, I'm saying, there's one little pasuk of Kikachish Isha. Man will learn, there's a whole Mesechta's Kedushin. There's a pasuk, that I'm seeing Tzachem Be'inav, Yisakosel HaSefer Krisus. The whole Mesechta's Gittin. There's a pasuk, Ha'afta Shem Alokecha V'cholavav, Chobes Mesechta's Ha'avas Hashem. There's a mitzvah esef in Yichud Hashem. Hashem Echad. Where's the mitzvah esef in Yichud Hashem? So already there's a little mitzvah of Shari'ah B'chalif L'Vos. They don't learn them. Shita. They're all confused. They don't know what they're talking about. They're absolutely amratzes gemurim. It's a generation of amratzes gemurim into all the basic fundamental yudiyas. There's a mitzvah of Redat La'ayom V'shayis L'Vechum. Mitzvah of yudiyas Hashem. They're absolute amratzes. They don't even start. They don't know the aleph base of yudiyas Hashem. People don't read all of it. And they don't figure Sashas, everything fine and well. So then we ask, Hakam, Eve is a Murshaba Mazir and a Mutas. So says the Mela, this is not a Torah like that, that you're basing the foundation Torah without Rosh Alom Alokol Esatar Chukoi. That's what the Brisa says, supposedly Rosh Alom Alokol Esatar Chukoi. Torah is Chuk, Chuk Yashem. Kosman Yerosh Alom Alokol Esatar, it's worthless. The Murshaba Mazir and a Mutas is worthless. You see today that people learning a very Gvaldig Alom and Mushchosim Gemurim. And the more they know, the more they were mekalkel in Klal Yisrael. Yes, you have people on Chalav Shabbos learning Torah. And today, it doesn't mean anything. It could be the biggest Ben Torah, it could be the biggest of Shishiva, and you megadol a dor of Mishchosim. right? Because it's missing the basic knowledge of Rosh Hashanah. And the Tanya says Rosh means if somebody has one aveira b'shita, holds on, doesn't do chilis, a Rosh Gomut. He's not allowed to learn Torah b'chlad. The Rabbina says before you start learning Torah, says you have to become a Bochum before you learn Torah. It's not the get the Rosh Hashanah, why are you capturing my Torah? And this thing is not being spoken at all, and that's a terrible thing of today. Once we used to have a very natural tzidkus. Amisa was prepared, they were tzidikim, all they had to do, open a Gemara, it was burning. He had all these things. But today we're missing our foundation, we're learning Torah, we're putting up towers, you know, foundation comes from the wind, boom, blows it apart. So this that if you don't learn Ashkofa in depth, is a catastrophe, and you know, nobody's going to get up. Nothing going to have, no Torah, nothing is, no propaganda, no promotion, nothing, no Madison Square Garden seal will help. If you miss out the basic Ashkofa, it's absolutely so. And the one who sees it, it's absolutely there. It's going to fall apart like nothing. Ashkofa is, that's the foundation. Ashkofa means poshut, mesechtes, ahavas, Hashem, yiris, Hashem, yidiyah, Hashem, bitochem, b'Hashem. Those are the mesechtes, this is Torah. And this is no lesser of the sugya than the sugya from Tok for Koyim. No lesser of the sugya from mesechtes Kedushin. This is Torah. This is not Musa now, we're not talking philosophy. This is yidiyah, Hashem, the mitzvah, Hashem. No, this is Torah. Mitzvah, ahavas, Hashem. When Yilchus Shabbos is a mitzvah seser. When Yilchus Notivus is a mitzvah, shekidu shone. The mitzvah is ahavas, Hashem, yiris, Hashem, yidiyah, Hashem, bitochem, b'Hashem, yichud, Hashem. All those things. And people are not aware b'chlam. The biggest time in the Chachum, they start sitting down, they say, Salok of the Rabbi, Hashem, they don't know, learn more to them, and again, they're some Ezrish. Talk superficial talk. I'm not. I'm going from Koilem, I asked me to speak, I'm speaking only on those things today, because I have a feel. Okay, you did Mechal Shabbos, you speak about Shabbos, you don't speak about Hilchus Pora Aduma. But you learn Hilchus Shabbos. Same thing, you go to Koilem, what are you talking? Madregas, you're talking what? Start learning Yisoy the Sadaf. You don't know Yisoy the Sadaf. People are not aware of Yisoy the Sadaf. What's Yiddish Hashem? What's Aminus Hashem? How did Din Aminu goes together? The first Aloch Rama, people don't know. Hilchus Tshuva, people know that you have to be aware of the seven things. There, Yiddish. People know everything superficial. So we talk about everything and anything, but not about how breathing air. You're talking about how to eat well, and a good diet, but you're starving from suffocation. You don't breathe air. This is our air. This is the first beginning. But see the seven things which you have to be learn how to tolerate, that he should be able to hold himself back on those things which have been conditioned. That's kamosoi. He has to be fully committed. Has to be fully committed to get away from these habits, the bad things which he's done, inside, outside. Tear up your heart on your book, on your clothing, like make surgery. There's many things we do superficially, outwardly. Inside, we don't penetrate to the Nekudah Selev. It says, Kiru Levastan. And if some person gets attacked with a heart attack, a fatal heart attack, so they break his rib bone, so they make, how do you call it, perforation, CPR. They're making CPR. You have to break this bone to get to the heart, and boom, and pump the heart himself. It's just, the Kiru, Kiru Levastan, Regechem. Tear up your heart over your clothes. Tear them up. Just open up your heart. Pump it in. Because you have to advance all the seven things, have to be fully aware and alerted in the awareness of the sinner. If the sinner is not fully aware on all those seven things which are spoken very clear terms, he doesn't even become a tshuva. And only then it's possible he should become a tshuva on his sins. Now, what are the consequences if he's not aware? And he's not a full Baal tshuva on Avonai Sof? And there's one area, if there's one aveira from the Tariag Mitzvah, which a person is doesn't bother him, he's neglecting it, no, it's wrong, but so that big deal, everyone, nobody's complete. We have a certain tendency of thinking, listen, nobody's perfect, what do you want? I'm not perfect. Well, I'm not going to get there yet. So the shita, when you hold on to some one thing, you're Rosh HaGomur. There's no partial Rosh, you're Rosh. The slightest little thing, if you hold on the shita, you think Bikkur Torah is nicht gefährlich. You're Rosh HaGomur. So if I know the fact that I'm a Vatel Torah, but it's Krechet, in the Sayan, and I didn't get there, you're not a Rosh, you're fully closed on the Charota. But you make the shita, no, let's shita Bikkur Torah. B'shita Bikkur Torah. Yes, to the whole community, there's b'shita Bikkur Torah. Golfing, with this thing, with those, it could be nice guys, to get it with the rabbis together. if it's with a cheshem, it's a don, it's a mekarvin, and all. And but it's not different time. It's Tayyid himself. I think golf, it's a great golf, could be Tayyid himself. But if golf is golf, then Tayyid is also entertainment. Either make from golfing Tayyid, either make from Tayyid golfing. Either make from chess playing Tayyid, it's needed. Either make from learning Tayyid from Tayyid. Chess playing was a chilling if you move with this. Little things they move with the rash with the places and with the fingers. It's also part of it. Either make from everything Torah, either make from everything a sport. Everything is entertainment. If you lack the knowledge and understanding and the approach and the method and you know what you want to accomplish, either it's Tzadik Gomer, it's not. You need to be a Rosh, because if you take one point and you say, yes, I'm refusing the Rosh. And that's the beginning of knowledge of Tshuva. You can't become about Tshuva without knowing this basic element. So it's not so easy to call yourself about Tshuva, okay? I'm about Tshuva. The Gedolim of Tshuva is divided in four chalokim. Rishon, the first thing which has to be accomplished by Tshuva is a charoto al ma'ase kodem la'min avodas. First step is, there's four stages. The first thing is a charoto, to resent, regretment. Vasheni, and the second is she'yazen v'yosu mehem. He has to abandon it. Yes, actually to disconnect himself and actually not do it again. Ashlishi the 30, she is vada behem. He should confess, divaka shamachivim, he should ask forgiveness. Revi, in the 40, she kabel and afsho, he should take ano himself, shuyoshu rasoisa, believe him, that's fulai. That he's never going to do it again.
So, number 2 and number 4, really, it's really the same thing.
No. Sheni means he should stop doing it. Many people, while they're doing something, you know, the drug addict, I'm doing it now, but never going to do it again. It's not Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
While a lot of people, it's easy to promise, I'm not going to do it again while they're doing it. Because while they're doing it, you're guilty, and you're having the benefit of enjoying what you're doing. And guilt. But that's the last time, cigarette smoker wants to stop, that's the last cigarette.
Tomorrow.
When he smokes, that's the last cigarette. The cigarette is off, now it's to say the last cigarette. It's your heart.
Aimless of the other ever true.
Yeah. That the Emesdig Kabbalah is only when you went through the first three processes. First you regretted it, and as you're regretting it to the point that you abandon doing it, then when you're not doing it, you're not busy, how can I get it again? Rather you misvada and you're asking Mechila for that.
Mm-hmm.
That three steps makes it possible that you should able to take it on. That you're never going to do it again.
Uh-huh.
Simple as just that. Hagam the Rambam mentions different steps. We're going to talk about it later. Zacharota. So you start, what's the first step? First step is Zacharota. Ois al gnus maseh be'enav. If he regrets it, it's a sign that he really condemns his deeds in his own eyes. He knows he did wrong. Kama Hashem, like the post says, Mi'ya de'a Yoshe v'nicha v'ishir achrav brocha. Who knows what he had done, acknowledges it done wrong, and therefore Yoshu does tshuva v'nicham, he regrets, and therefore Yishrachar Baruch. Omar, he says, V'mi shi'ifin al-chatov, but those people who consistently repeat their sins, the Pesach says on him, Einish nicham al-roch, there's no person regretting, honestly, like he's going on, he's not in any way regretting. V'nachnu ro'im kazeh, we see this mentality b'im b'nei odam, we see this mentality by people. See, when one person hurts the other person, offends the other person. Now, if he wants to ask forgiveness, first thing he has to show to his friend that I'm really regretting what I've done to him. It's only when he shows him, then who else? That's the real first reason why the other person should be meichel to him. The second is vaziva. When he abandons the chet, he doesn't do it anymore. And ois al berer aminosai. It shows, it proves that he's clear with his amuna. He's definitely clear with his belief, megmul uba einash, in reward and punishment. Why does he stop? Because he's afraid of doing it. Moshe Shem al-Pasuk says, Yazav Rosh Adarkoi. The Rosh leaves behind his path, the ish over machshavaisav. And the man leaves over his bad thinking. The woman, he says, Vemish ish min al-Khatov. The one who continuously sins is Vavoyim bitoi kutzavti vakei hafti ve'ekzav. Because of the sin of his intention, I'm angry. I'm not that much. Bavoyim bitzoy kutzafti. Hashem says, what is Kodesh Baruch Hu really angered? What is Kodesh Baruch Hu really punishing? Is the actual sin? Not the actual sin. Because actual sin is usually a compulsive act of the person. He fails. And a lot of people, the actual first sin is on totally non-planned, non-intentional. He just slips and falls. Hashem can't be angered for that. But keeping on doing it without learning from the past and repeating himself, being in it, says Bavoin, Bitzoy, Betzalushin, planning, design, like he continues, he's Masmit Chatov. He consistently does it. He does it. That's Bavoin Bitzoy, the sin of his continuity, Kotzafti, I was angered. And for that, like you have to have extra, for that I'm hitting him. And I will be angered with
him. That expression, like prophet, my better, is also spoken the same way. My better.
My better is chapter, what is it worth? What will I accomplish? I hear something like, Bavoin Bitzoy. It's my. Yes, but see, Abedach, like he does it. He does it. He continuously does it. He's identifying himself with the sin. So the Kushem says, "Bavoin Bitzoy, be the sin of his identity." I'm getting angry. And the person, I'm doing it. That's my lifestyle. I'm doing it. I'm doing these things I do.
And it's about Lidei. The pride of it is the thing that makes it worse, not actually the mice.
Except Lidei is something which brings you the chet. But he says, Bavoin Bitzoy, the fact that you could hold on to the chet, this is what angers Hashem. And therefore, when there is a choroto, there is when he's a zifa, when he bends, so there is no Bavoin Bitzoy. There is a Bavoin, but not Bitzoy. He's not. Yikmoiz Anir Ben Be'or, this is also received by people. Kikash Yimona Hamerea Lachavere Mohora. A person used to hurt the other person. He stops hurting him, you know. Acharot after he regrets it. As Yeroi Limchola, then it's possible that you should forgive him. Velavar Al-Pishat. A person is chaffing the other person continuously and comes up to him, oh, I'm regretting I chaffed you, and he continues to chaff and then ask him, he will never forgive him. First you show regretment and then you stop chaffing. So he sees two things. First, you show that you're forgetting what you have done. Number two, you stop doing it. Then it's really
usually you repeat the same, like
Lashon
Hara. You want to be able to call a Baal Lashon Hara, but on the other hand you keep failing in Lashon Hara. The sins do repeat themselves.
The effect of repetition is again you're failing again. And I why is the emphasis on Baal Lashon Hara? Kat Misapra Lashon Hara. If a person is continuously alert and aware that he doesn't want to speak Lashon Hara, and the fact that he fails various times, every failure is a different. It's my timer. I mean, people don't like it. People always hack away Lashon Hara, so they never bring out the I would call it the excuse of it. I tell you that the innocent Lashon Hara is Kumat Nishka Lashon Hara. It's an outcome, it's a cause and effect. Because no person in his right mind speaks Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is nothing, has no legitimate reason to be said, even for the person. Even it wouldn't be Elohim, nothing. It's a stupidity. It's pure stupidity. Pure stupidity. Lashon Hara is a pure stupidity. Why people speak to this Lashon Hara? Out of a complex. They have a complex with himself. If they become what he wants from him, he's a sick guy. He is a sick person. So when you take a Baal Lashon Hara, which becomes obsessed with us and keep hurting people. You know, let me give you an example, a grub example. Imagine a guy in the shul, which you know that sometimes he goes meshuga for a minute and he starts touching people. He's a nice guy, but sometimes he gets mixed up and starts to lose it for himself. But what then is a touching person? Nobody will be angry for a patch. He got a patch with Nebuch. He said, Nebuch, they will help us. Nebuch, they ruik him. Give him a glass of water. I finish, you know, for the next month, and there's not going to be any other attack. If you patched again, never. Nobody will be angered at him. What's happening with this person is keep patching day and night. Listen, he's being stopped. He has to go to a psychologist, he has to wait. And if it's too much, you lock him up. In institution, it's too much already. You know, don't let the guy roam around. This is the chilik. And Lashon Hara is an outburst of a pain, of a complex, and you hurt the person. It's nothing, I mean. I don't think this is what the Mishnah says, because this man is never Chachmonas. if you ask him what do you have from it, a normal person has nothing from it. Right. It's a complex. It's an outburst of a momentary low, of a down, of a pain. Eidon mitzvah samsara. What is Eidon mitzvah? This means Eidon mitzvah samsara. The person is a baloshnara. It makes a habit out of it. And he releases it and says, this becomes a tranquilizer. This becomes a thing. So he's being told it. Hey, wait a second. Here, either you train yourself, either you lock yourself up, put ketchup on your mouth. The real lashon hara is when you do it intentionally to relieve yourself, and that's your kick and the thing. Now, people who love day and night to blah blah blah, that's it. Okay? But when a person once in a while, this is Bavoin Bitsa, he could have to. Again, he continues, you hold on to it. But there's a, so therefore, I would say about a lashon hara, once you speak lashon hara, and then he feels bad about it, I shouldn't have spoken it, and does tshuva. And all of a sudden it slipped again. The slip is a momentary outburst. It's not the continuation of the first one. Every part of it is like ours. It's a different, that's it. And the best proof it is that if you keep the man busy, you feed the person positively, he stops speaking lashon hara. What do you mean with the world with? Yeah.
But it's like any other sin, though. Once a person gets used to taking the poison, getting an injection of feeling big on at his chaver's expense, so then that becomes an easy way to lift one up rather than. So sometimes by starting with the outside, by not speaking it, the person develops more integrity for himself and gets used to that poison.
Poison, yes, but you consider it as a sin as a not. I would say that the Lashon Hara is not the essence of Lashon Hara, is the same, the intent of the Lashon Hara is the same. That's what I would try to define it in my. It's just like, you know.
You walk on the street and you see, and you look when asked what to look. It's also lost of sort of, you don't mean to look. You don't
No.
You train yourself.
No.
You do the right training, not to.
There, you enjoy yourself. The Baal Sap Lashon Hara is not even enjoying yourself. Not even enjoying yourself. And again, the fact of looking where you're not supposed to look will be different when you just happen to look, and even you failed in that moment, and then you looked away, then you go, I'm going to go to Times Square to look. I'm talking the fact of Lashon Hara. I'm not talking the Issa Lashon Hara. I'm not taking the freedom. I'm not saying you're not to Ezra Issa. You definitely have to do tshuva. I'm talking the depth of the Lashon Hara. All the terrible things.
You're right.
That,
you
know
what you're doing also.
What?
You think about an
issue
or something. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, it's also a riot, but it's not the depth, or is it the depth?
But again, the effect of the chet will be different if you go out potentially go on the Shem Yichud to do it, or you failed in a minute. It's also an issue. You have to do tshuva. I'm not saying Lashon Hara, you have to do tshuva of it. No question about it. But this is not the intention of Chazal, which is the way you describe Lashon Hara. But you describe Lashon Hara that you go out to speak Lashon Hara because that you live on it. You live on Lashon Hara. This is the Baal Lashon Hara. That's what I'm trying to say. That the chumras of Lashon Hara, the severity of Lashon Hara is when you live on it. If somebody, it's a yisr, it's a loisr, you have to do tshuva. No question, you have to do tshuva. Don't get me wrong, you have to do tshuva. I'm talking about the severity of Lashon Hara. Now, it's very important today's time to know there's a big campaign anti-Lashon Hara, which is good. Yeah, campaign, Chofetz Chaim, but yeah, I see what's happening with people. You have to know that the average person who's sending Lashon Hara is not saying Lashon Hara because it's a Baal Lashon Hara, it's just pain. So something has to come out, some outlet is coming out. So what are you doing? You're putting ketchup on it, you're threatening and fighting and fine. But you're not, Lashon Hara is an effect, it's not the cause. It's not saying Lashon Hara because he's bad, it's as complex, it's as terrible, it's bad. So treating, it's just like medicine, the modern medicine of today, you're treating the effect, not the cause. You have to go back to natural healing. You have to treat the cause. Many people, you take a child, you take a man, many women, many ones who get crazy about Lashon Hara, which is good. Chas v'shalom, you have to do. But that's to be done with seichel. You overdo the Lashon Hara, everything. So what's happening? Then they put a scotch upon the mouth until it flaps on their heel. Burst out here, it's much worse. And then they open up, and then it's worse than ever was before. Then there's no end to it. You have to do it with seichel. Yes, yeah, of course you're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara, but you have to treat it in the root, to make a person calm, to make a person understand, to make a person nobody could hurt, nobody takes away anything from you. Take away the pain from the person. Lashon Hara is a cause of pain. But it's a sick generation as it is today. And this is one of the things, something that Bechlal, especially Lashon Hara, which is so much have to do with the mental stability of the person. A normal person, a normal stable person, who works and is busy with himself, has no inclination to speak Lashon Hara. Here and there it came out a personal interest, and he has to watch. Just like a normal person is a gunner. No normal person is a gunner. Nobody goes out to steal. Nobody will steal. Chas v'shalom, we should know. Sometimes you press and everything, and there's not a mamash ganeva, kumay ganeva, and you could justify it here and there. And you happen to be pressed, and he's a shayla. You may fail. Okay? But a ganav to be a ganav, that's not the same thing. A normal, decent person is not a balal shel hara.
Like drunk driving, maybe. That's a better analogy. No, the person is sober, but he's going to drive. But he might park too close and scratch somebody's car. He opens his door. So he has to watch out for that. But if he's drunk, so to teach him the laws of driving, to give him a driving course while he continues to drink, he's going to still be swerving from side to side. He's going to do damage. So the thing is to uproot the drinking and to sober the mind. If the person's sober in his mind, then
automatically he stops. So therefore, the big
nobody wants to make accidents.
The big campaign which goes now against Lashon Hara, it can't trigger people by that. And what's happening for a while? People really they get themselves to the hand, and then it bursts, and then it fails. Then everything is over, and then they're so depressed because they made it so terrible thing. You make aware of the chaimer of Lashon Hara, but you're not giving him the abilities to withstand it. He withstands to a certain amount until it cracks up. So it's not you have to leave the. If the person gets it, you see the build up is first charota, then aziva, and then mechila, and then she kabbal al nafshay. But us, it's forget, we have a kabbal al nafshay, we take on all kind of things, and then we're not ready, and then we fail. Once we fail, this is one of the things which I know that Rabbi Kessler states, okay, somebody. It's kabbalic, it flips people, okay? Kabbalic, you take these four tapes, you can't speak Losh Narefta. I spoke to Rabbi Kessler himself about it. I told him, people are not mature to hear that. You take those people, they flip, you make them visible what they do, the damage what they're doing, you frighten them. But you have to know, the fact they speak Lashon Hara is nothing because they want to speak Lashon Hara. They're not Baal Lashon Hara, and all you have to show them now they're going to stop. They can't help themselves. So what do you do? It's just like when you take a guy who's smoking. He's addicted to smoke and he can't help himself. And he's smoking and he says, I know it's bad, I know it's terrible, I know it shortens my life, I know this, I know this, and I know that. What should I do? Now, you're going to show him a movie of a person's testament, the way his lung became black and dropped dead at the age of 40, and just because of things.
Yeah.
Would you do chesed with the guy when you show him such a movie? It would be the most biggest injustice.
Sometimes the person stops because
sometimes
they go for the cancer.
But the person wants to come forward to see it. The person says, I want to stop and show me, I want to stop. But when you take a person who is in the middle of his addiction, of his smoking, and he knows all the bad things about it, and he is not ready, he hasn't got the energy to stop. You show it to him, he demonstrates to me, guys, because no one's got it, I seize it, and after he continues to smoke, says, my life is worthless, he's already committing suicide. Like he gave up. Okay, I'm smoking. Okay? You're not showing, you're not overemphasizing a point at a point when a person is not ready to hear it. That's exactly when you take this unbelievable delivery about Lashon Hara, that the guy is not capable. So, for time being, for a month or so, I saw people, two seminars I had him invited to speak. I stopped them. Because people came, never in my life going to speak. They swore, they're never going to speak Lashon Hara. And they came after 2-3 months devastated. They became devastated. They heard it, they became devastated. Says, now I'm finished, now I'm lost. I know what I've done, I know what I'm doing, and I'm still doing it. Of course, this person is not ready. You have to give him chizik, build him up, that he comes from his inner self, charota. You're not putting a lock on his mouth, you're twisting his mind, which is against his this is the emphasis. And this, again, in this respect, is a. You have to speak about Lashon, no question, don't get me wrong. As for sure, we're not supposed to speak Lashon, but it has to be delivered in a proper way. You don't speak directly about Lashon, you don't put scotch of a person's mouth. You have to build a person, there's no point of speaking Lashon, there's no point of this, you're not getting anywhere for it. Your own frustration, when you feel like talking, do something about yourself. Look positively, automatically you're not going to speak. There's no point of speaking Lashon. Further. Then comes, which is the third thing. Ask a mechila, when a person already comes to ask, can you also be shiflus and filakim? It shows that it is nichna, it's subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu, shofa Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'isvadoisa v'avoinoi. The fact that she's confessing your sin shows sivas a mechila, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu should be moich, like Hashem and Pesuk says. Moide v'oize v'irucham. The person is moide, and he's leaving the sin by Yerucham, Hashem will have mercy. One way behep, if the person is not doing it, he may nishpoto yischo al omrech lo echotosi. You I'm going to judge you because you said you were not choyter. So big deal, I was not choyter. You're not moide misvada. But he said, Mechasev shov la yitzel yitzel. The one who's Mechasev is saying, he's not a tzach. Because then, neither them, they're Odom. And we see the same thing. Choyter always brings the comparable between man to man. We see this between people. Choyter la chavir one who seems to his chavir kishikon aloi. And he's going to become nichnatim. The yoide, he will going to gonna admit shechotol that the saints the hair all of him made bad. The biggest man could ask him for him. So he can chaver a man in a friend really see she was charat on Masha Kodra Menachet that he's really regretting. Lo yisakam alim chodah. But it will forgive him of Vayra Pishai. Definitely forgive him. The Yosef Masha Yeshlo believe a man and Tzir. It's going to take away from his heart the hatred. It will stop hating him. Avar HaKabbalah Shelo Yishne. The fourth step. To undertake. He's never going to do it again. Off. This is a sign alidiyosad that is full recognition b'roya maseyu on the badness of his deeds v'goydel chetoy the great sin. Kmo Shem la posuk says im ovel pa'alti if I did something wrong lo oisi if I never got it again. Rav said ashu lo yoshieni. Ashur.
Why is that a bigger os than the number two, then Zibzachet or Vidoi
one? Because when you make Kabbal on after everything, see again, Bishas the Chet, Zibzachet, Zibzachet, you hurt your Oizev. But to be able to say, you can see actually this is the Rambam says, Achshi Yoid, Eilo Vidya Telim, Shoyach Zel Suda Oid. Like, Kabbalah is when you're absolutely convinced you're never going to do it again, you're out of all the. Your Kabbalah is not coming because the Gemara says Rishon Malayim Charot is Kol Yomim. Rishon is always regretting. So obviously when you're regretting, you say I'm not going to do it, I'm not doing it, I'm leaving it. But when you're about Shuvah really. You're about Shuvah really. You regretted it and you were misvada and you did everything, you accomplished everything, and then you make Kabbalah on yourself. Now this is full logical, like you get not an emotional outburst, an emotional effect. This is a little Kabbalah.
Like after 3 days, this has to be. It can be in the in the mix of the emotional.
In the mix of the emotional part of the process of Aziris Achet, the after effect of the Chet.
But it can't just after 3 days.
It doesn't
have to be 3 days.
I mean,
with a calm mind, though, it can't be.
So that's the fourth step. Anyone forget who doesn't take it on, that the Hapach Kushi Oiroi can the nigger can he exchange his skin? Can he make a white skin? The Nomen Chaburois of those. The person is spotty. Can he erase his spottiness? Come at them so also can you cure your custom to bad? Can you cure addiction? This also see between people saying the person will take to say his friend, I'm never gonna do this to you again. Gonna show the previous three steps, that regretment and abandonment and confession. Yes, the Gemara Sibes Amachet. That's going to be the final reason why he should be Moichel. Hosel Ashkenazi is going to take away his feeling to him. The Chosah Einish Molech is never going to punish him for that because now he proved everything. She's Kav Sibeshav. Now he's going together in a Balchuva. Elu Arbo Gedoyim. Those four levels, Bitnoyim, with all the conditions and Sibel Varim, as we're going to be explaining all the four levels, which is again four levels: Charota, Aziva, Vidui. In Kabbalah, and then we finish this. Yichapel aboyin aboyin akusbach v'limachapel v'yaver al pishoi. V'tot v'marchul. Im yaruv v'mamar shenem v'loy nake. And if that will be type of home which Hashem said loy nake, I'm not gonna forgive it. For instance, kishivu ashav, somebody swore falsely over eishes ish. Somebody was with eishes ish, which is loy nake. Make aboyin on shavoyin amazeh. Akusbach will lighten his punishment in this world. See, the feeling is when a Kodesh Baruch is moichel to a pesha completely, that leaves no effect on a person. The person continues to live in a very clean life, like he's a clean as a tzaddik gomor. However, if he has a chet v'shelo yinak, Kodesh Baruch says, "I'm not going to let you obey that." That means all your life you're going to have this blemish of this chet, and with yisurim kalam, with light oynesh, is going to be cleansed, and the Yom HaMisa is Mechapa totally. So Oilam Abo, you become cleansed. Lo Yinak HaMisa, but Oilam HaZeh. But Oilam Abo, you're going to be totally cleansed. Ikon is the Kara Tzadik, and Olim Haboy is going to go into the Kara Tzadik. Of course, the preferable thing is to be Ikon is the Kara Tzadik, already living in the soul, because a person should be always a Tzadik. But when there is a Chet of Lo Inakim, it means this world is.
Why these two things?
Because the Torah says on them,
Lo
Inakim.
Example.
It's an example. I think Eshashish is also only if there was a ball, the Gemara says, Mu'uvs Licha Lesaka, Boy Eshashish, Oilid Mamze. Oilid Mamze, that's when a Mamze was born from it. Because it stands out, it's here. You need Shiva, but the fact is here. For Omar the Possek says, In Toshev Yisrael Num Hashem, if Yisrael, you're going to the Shuva, Elai Toshev, to me you're returning. Well, in Toshev Yisrael, Shivko Lefor HaTamar. If you're going to do Shuva, I'm going to bring you back, and you're going to stand in front of me. Means to say what Father says. Hashem says, "Im Toshev Yisrael." If you say you're going to do tshuva, no, Hashem, you should know. Hashem says, "Elai Toshev, you're returning to me. You're getting closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu." And in Toshev, in a sense, further, if you're going to do tshuva, Mashivko, I'm going to return you. We have to know, no matter how much we would do tshuva on our own, we couldn't accomplish the return unless Hashem is returning us. Hashem says, "Mashivko lefonai tomi." I'm going to bring you in front of me. Av Perek Hachamish, the fifth Perek. Av Tznoi Gidra Tshuva Rabbi Moed. What are the conditions? Tznoi. In order to the details of this gedolim, the four gedolim, there are many details. Achaskimem Esrim Tnoim. I'm going to bring 20 conditions which have to be met. Only 20. In the Voyev Bechol Godem Megidra Tshuva, all the 20 I will explain for all the Chamisha Tnoim. In other words, we divide Tshuva in four categories, in four steps, right? Charoto, Aziva, Zide, Kabbalah. And in every step, we're going to mention five tenoyim. Kol geder megedrei arba sholem. This is going to be every geder is going to be for all the four gedolim going to be complete. So if we meet this 20 tenoyim, we accomplish this four shlovim, the four stages of tshuva. Mehem. That's the first thing is the charote. Tenoya charote chamisha. What are the five conditions of charote? Orishayin. The first thing is hayire to see him here. So in the shabayin and lochayta mashakodem lamin abayinus. First thing is, in order the charotah should be a complete charotah, the person should develop a fear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't punish him of the sins which are done, but the chazak mav is the charotah side. The more he's going to be fearful of punishment, the more stronger he's going to regret. Kama Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Tnu LaHashem Elokechem Kovod, give for HaKadosh Baruch Hu regard to respect, but tell him Yachshe, before it gets dark, before you die, but tell him Yisnak for Aglechem, Al Hore Noshe, before your feet are going to be hurt, on this dark mountain. And it was the gates are moving. So until before you're gonna be led into the dark mountains, you're gonna die. Do give cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu do tshuva. That means be fearful that you may die. And if you are really fearing death, you're really fearing the punishment, then it brings you to real charotah. That's the first thing. So you have to.
That's the thing. It's not just fancy to give a charotah. Until you get the onus, you have charotah.
You have charotah because you're afraid of. You did a chet, you immediately have to be afraid. Oh, wait, the punishment is going to be manish me. I may die. And this fear about it is a very low level of tshuva, but definitely is the beginning of charotah. That brings you into charotah. The second level, vashen. The second level, which will bring you to a deeper charotah, is shvira salev. He breaks his heart and becomes because he becomes broken, not necessarily because he's fearful of any punishment, because you see what position is. My nation will be nichna, will be subservient, will be nichna for Kodesh Baruch Hu because my name is on them. We carry a big name and be embarrassed under what condition we can get a big name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
It's Pasnisht, you mean? It's
Pasnisht, yeah. And the third level, the third condition, Tnai of Charoti, L'shanus Malbusha V'Tachshitav, he should change his clothing in Tachshitim, L'har Simon Echot, to show that Simon Echot, to continue to remind yourself that Machol B'Chol Tni Yosef, in every part of his life, in every habit of his life, there should be a certain change. You should continuously remind, I don't deserve it. You have to be reminded that it has to be Charotah. Kama Shem Al-Posh says, Ozois Chigru Sakim Sibdu V'Hililu. On this, you should put on sacks
and Sivda Vililu and Amon and eulogize himself what he had done. When we discuss the Sakamot of Pemo in Nineveh, when they did Shuvah, the whole city, they put on sex on the man and on animals. So why do they put on sex on the animal? What the animal is doing Shuvah? But when he looked at the animal, paying a sack, it reminded him that he has to.
So what do we do as man is that? What has the shy
thoughts? Every person has to look for himself, has to make a shinur, what he deserves, what he doesn't deserve, on a daily basis, on every level. That you should always remind us of being in a stage of charota.
But in terms of clothing or something like that?
In everything, yes.
Not wearing such fancy jewelry, this.
Whatever he's accustomed to, he should take a little bit off, less than he's accustomed to, which want to remind him. That you in a matter of, you know, you don't deserve it, but you're such a nice guy. If you love to eat pizza, don't eat pizza. If you love to eat something, dessert, something, just stop it. Yeah. That's the worst punishment. That's miss already. Yeah.
Wow.
That's miss. It's
not like
that. Up until then.
You know, a person should put some restrictions on his habits, even for us, even not for sweet eating, just to remind him. I'm about Shuva for himself. The 14th is Abchiva Tzakova Evel, crying and yelling, mourning. Mechalat Amashe Cholam Elachet, Mechalat Mati Don Terechet, Kama Shalom Poshuk says, Pal Gemay Miyav De Enai. Even if the water came down in my eyes, Allah Shalom Tzatzef, because I didn't keep it Torah. Omer Sabin, Urum HaMizbech, Hifke Kahanim. Which in Urum HaMizbech, the Kahanim cried, Mishalos Hashem, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that you have to bring yourself to Bechiva Tzakova Evel. Now, Bechiva doesn't mean Dafka with tears. People think that some men can't cry, so they never feel it. No, you could cry without tears too, and you could shed tears without crying too. Some people shed tears without crying, and some people cry without tears. But you should feel the pain. The Chumash is the fifth part of Chorot Yishech. Yech Nafsho, he should say Musa to himself. Yech Lemen V'matzpoina, he should embarrass himself in his hiding. Al Ma'ashoroi Mekitzura V'chavis Haboi V'salav, anything which he had shown for him. On the Chayvus Hashem, Kuma Shnei Melan, the Pasuk says, "Yikiru Levav Mal Bigdeichem." Tear apart, open up your heart, on your clothes, just open up and show your embarrassment. Embarrass yourself, not for somebody else, for yourself. Those are the five Tanoim in order to have full Charota. However, Tanoim Aziv Gam Kehamisha. So, what are the Tanoim of abandoning, to leaving behind the Chet? Is also five. Echad, one of them is Aziv is Kol Mashiv Zeravoyde Rumele. You can do Aziv. This is a very important thing. Some people will do tshuvas on a certain particular sin, and if it doesn't work, you know why it doesn't work? Because you only made a ziva of that particular sin, and the first size you have to do is kol ma'ashis rabbi rabbi, on everything. Let's say a person eats five poisonous food. It's a dick that eats five poisonous food, and they make a shorot. What am I doing? I'm killing my body. And what is that? The next thing is ziva. Stop. Now you can't say, okay, I'm stopping one but four, I'm going to do it little by little. It doesn't go. Either you understand what you're doing, you have to be always of everything. If you do it partially, nothing better, you're always going to fall back. That's one of the reasons, because the truth of the idea are all about shoes. You always go through all this stuff, but we all fall back. You know why we fall back? Because we're only doing it piece by piece. It has to be done in totality, complete.
So Yosef Harwitz is talking about kashering one dish. In the kasher in one pot, the person's kasher is his kitchen, so the kasher is one dish.
One pot.
But then that one gets messed up by the time he's.
It's all trash again. So this is one of the first conditions of Aziva is Aziva's kol mashi hizirabayda. You have to abandon, you have to be bad, everything Hashem told us not to. Hashem says, see you up. In general, you have to hate bad, and have to love good. One of the Shemir Yodam says, kol ro. He watches them to do any shiva. The Aziva has to be darkoi. The Shema Machshoi is of everything. That is a very fundamental thing. This is a very thing which we forget about. It. We always have a certain thing. There is a certain high point in life, which a certain thing which we feel we regret, and we try to. We work on Lashon Hara. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, but it doesn't. Of course, it doesn't go because of it. How about Hiruri Aveira? How about Davening with David? How about many other things? Aziva has to be in total. That's number one. I think it's the hardest to make a commitment in everything. You can't be, think in English, you can't be partially pregnant. You can't be partially a Balchuva, period. Either full Balchuva, either nothing. And this concept is not known by us. We think, no, I'm going step by step. No, it doesn't go. Mashiach, the second part is Azivis Hamuter Hamevi Ridi. So, if you really want to be Oizef Zachet, you want to bend the Chet. you have to take along with it a little mutter, even let it permissible things. Yeah, you have to cushion it a little bit. If you say, no, everything which is allowed, I'm doing, you know, but only what I'm not allowed, you come to the borderline, forget it, you're going to fail. You have to stop a few feet before. As even so, you have to leave behind the mutter, which brings you, what is the Zorim Amor? Kedvorim Am Supokim, like the Sfekas, Imitorim Am Asurim. Now, for instance, somebody is doing tshuva on Macholos Asuris. He ate something which is, whatever it is, does tshuva on it. One of the ways to be, to fulfill that ziva, that you have to take other foods which other people may eat, because in the Supokim it's questionable really, but you don't eat it. So that is a protection that builds a buffer that should be really oizod. Like it has been said on the certain chassidim, Shulpol Shem Shivim Shorim Shara Mutar. They went away from 70 gates of possibility to be matter certain thing, Mirosim, because they feel Shara Echud Shara Yisr. 70 against one. If there were 70 reasons why to be matter, one to Yisr, they abandoned the 70 because of the one. Ikma Siogim Shitzivalem Rabbi Sayyid Khan, all the kind of Siogim, how do you call Siog? Fences. Omri sees Yogatai. The Shlish is the third thing which to Fazir Shetia Zivosa Veris Achir Choltelem Zam Lusarem. You should ban it after when he could do it. You're not convinced yourself that you're Oizav unless you had an opportunity. So in Mona Masoisan, and it will Kimir Sayyid Shabbat, the only reason why he's holding back, he has all the capability of doing it again, but the only thing because he's afraid of the Oizav Shakur Shabbat, like Moshe Apos says, some other part of the Chubisori. My flesh became fearful of the fear for you, my mishpatech reis. I was afraid of your mishpat.
Like you have too many gedorim, and all of a sudden you're
what?
Yeah, a little bit of sin of chava, a little bit. I mean, you can't have too many gedorim.
You can't make your own gedorim. You have to take the gedorim of Chazal. Don't make your own gedorim. She took her own gedorim. That was a failure. Harivis, and the fourth thing, she has the most averus no bash tomer boy. She should be banned because he's embarrassed of a kodesh bracha. Lo miras no, not because afraid of people. Because he hopes the people are washed up, because embarrassed them, he commissioned Emmerbam, shouldn't be like the person who puts them with tears or some oily. The fact that fear is only to Snoshimir Mori, like a robot. No, almost as he asked, Yoshua, Yoshua, Hashem, Yoshua, seen the right thing in the eyes of Hashem, call him Ashariya, there, go ahead. We should be doing everything in the eyes of Hashem, which is right in the eyes of Hashem. And not to do things which for people see.
Well,
when
three, I don't understand three, should see a zero, a very, Achish, Alta, Lehem, what else did
what? The
no,
third?
The three.
He should bend in the virus after when he could do it. Even he could do it he has the ability to do it, he's abandoning the virus. He's not doing the virus, even he has it in his hand. The ziva has to be, not because, okay, take a guy, robbed the bank and did a good job, and then said, I'm not going to do it again, until he gets into the next bank. No, when you are in the bank, you have money, you're not taking it, then that's called a ziva. You could cheat again, you could dump again.
Don't put yourself into the position.
No, don't put yourself in, no, but the ziva has to be in a way, in such a way that the ziva is so strong that even you have it in your hand, you let it go.
Put out the cigarette that you're learning. Throw down the
cheeseburger. Yeah, you have it in your hand.
At that time.
The Hamishi, take it if somebody wants to get up, not to smoke cigarettes. He locks himself up in a prison, but there's no cigarettes he's allowed to. That's not a ziva sachet. He didn't abandon the cigarette. Like he got away from it. Zivis Chazmin, he's out and he has the cigarette in his hand and he's not smoking. That's a Zivis Chazmin. Now, that's called a Zivis. Of course, it doesn't mean that if he can't do it, he shouldn't put himself into prison, maybe he gets it out because it's an addiction. But the real Zivis is to feel the strife only that.
But the first one is saying he has to make a seer, so he shouldn't be in a room with people smoking and the cigarettes on the table.
Yeah.
So the first thing he has to separate, he has to go to a hospital to dry out.
He has the cigarette and he could get close. He makes the seer himself. It's a part of them. The 50 he should let go the two the bad as even say yeshma, like he will never do it again. He should as long as he thinks maybe gonna do it once again, it's not a zivis. Never. Omar Yomer believe Shah should say with his heart and his tongue, Moshallah Khodakhosik said, "Im over paalti, if I did one thing, no, we're never gonna do it again." He has to have a very absolute strong commitment from inside and outside, from his feelings to his expressing and verbalizing it, that they're never going to do it again. But until it didn't come out to such a way that you could express it with such a great strength, he's never going to do it again, he had not to feel the effect.
This is what we're saying, that Aziva, which is step number two, is starting to look like Kabbalah al-Asi, that has a futuristic aspect to it.
Yes,
it's
but
not just the present.
it must have it. The ziva has to climb it to the point that the ziva is forever. A ziva is forever. The kabbalah is rather more. I think the kabbalah is more rather in the mouth than a ziva is. In fact, he lets it go, and the kabbalah is more in expression, commitment. He's giving a commitment with his mouth, which he doesn't need it anymore. He's just doing it just sake because he's angry at himself. Brings it out in such a way.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.